Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Rain. 44 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 44 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening. 18 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
This is KE8PCQ, looking for pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please call. Come with your call and your name. This is KE8PCQ, looking for pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick in Saginaw, no traffic.
New Jersey, N8 Air 10, Doug, Beaver Township, no traffic.
KDA-DAC, Nuri, Bart, no traffic.
This is KDA-PCQ, taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. This is KE8PCQ, taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. We'll get going in a couple minutes here. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KE8PCQ. And I am located in Bay City. I will be your net control operator for this evening's check.
74 degrees.
This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL tone of 103.5. Primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hands, and just general fellowship. This is a directed net, and it's open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. I will now take any check-ins from Echolink stations. I will now take regular check-ins.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County, no traffic.
Well, this evening we got a little rain, actually quite a little bit. Was going to walk the dogs for a second time. That didn't happen, but at least we got a good long walk in this afternoon. And suffering a little food coma, we had a standing rib roast for dinner. And, oh, they're good. With that said, let's get started. KC8VOA, good evening, Rick, and stand by, Doug.
Well, good evening, Dave, and thank you for doing the net tonight. We had a potluck at church today, and I'm another one that's in food coma yet. It was very good. I had made some pit beans that turned out fine. And it was a good time. Did a little yard work today. Didn't get as much done as I wanted before the wind picked up and it was too difficult to do any more raking. And I tell Mother Nature was moving some wetness in. And Michigan is one of two states that are not in drought conditions. Michigan and North Dakota are the two that are not in drought conditions. The rest of the United States is in what they consider drought conditions and so forth. And we're expected to get rain up to, I believe, next Saturday. So there's a fair amount more precipitation coming. I know up at Sheboygan, they've got more than enough water up there. And I noticed one spot on the western side of the state was expected to get up to 6 inches. For this area here, it was looking around 3 inches when we look at the log forecast. So, yeah, we've got some more wet weather coming. It's going to make the grass grow once it sun shines. And I'm going to turn back for net control. KCBOA, back to KEADCQ.
Well, thanks, Rick, for the trip back across town today. We looked, we went out to breakfast this morning and did that after church, and the river is up quite a bit. It's not to where it should be, but it's within a foot of its high water mark, so that's kind of a nice thing. Next up, N8NTN, Doug, and stand by Minnie. Good evening, Doug.
Good evening, doll.
Okay, then, TN, we lost you. We'll catch up with you on the second round. Next up, KD8PAZ, Minnie. Stand by, KC8YVF, Ron. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8DAZ. I'll say good evening to the other two guys on here tonight. It's good to hear everybody in here. I'm feeling a lot better. I still got a little sinus problem and a little cold and coughing, but other than that, I'm feeling a lot better than I was last week. So, anyway, didn't do much today. Just sat inside and stayed out of the weather. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
Well, Minnie, you're coming across as the old Minnie right now. Well, that sounds good. KC8YVF, good evening, Ron.
Did I come through? I did, NTN.
N8NTN, yeah. I'll pick you up on the next round, Doug.
Bye, and I come.
KYVF. Good evening, everyone on the net tonight. Got a small net tonight, but too many things going on for everybody, I guess. I've been watching the Masters Golf Tournament throughout the day. I've been downstairs most of the basement doing 3D printing, other than run to the store this afternoon. That was about it. Really didn't get outside at all. I didn't realize that it was that warm out, so. But, yeah, it rained a little bit this morning and dried up here, and then I see north of the Bay City, Midland County's got a whole bunch of rain again tonight. So tomorrow night we've got a marginal risk for severe storms for basically pretty much all of the our area all the way up north. And then on Tuesday it jumps up to level 2 to the slight, so be aware of possibility for some severe storms Monday night into Tuesday. So for me, like I said, I've been watching the Masters. It just got over with. It was a good day. A lot of lead changes, a lot of ups and downs. So it was fun to watch today. 3D printing wise, I've been working on some birdhouses. I have two of them printed. I'm working on the third one, which is the most complex. I've had both printers going pretty much all day long trying to get the parts done here. So some of them were a little bit of a challenge. Some did not want to print correctly. I had to do some modifications to get them to print, but it worked out okay. And this one will be a fun one. I've been wanting to do this one for a while. And the guy that designed these, we've been corresponding back and forth. And he asked if there's another birdhouse that I'd be interested or something for him to design. And I said, yeah, I've got a couple of people that are campers. And I said it would be kind of neat to have a camper-style birdhouse that they could put, you know, where their campers are station for the year as such, so we'll see if it picks me up. I did find one online, but we'll see how this guy does. It's very complex birdhouses for what he's got, so it was fun to do. Kind of like Minnie's Puzzles here. I've been doing my version of Minnie's Puzzles in 3D prints. So, other than that, I know we got a board meeting coming up for the Savara. We'll continue our planning for our anniversary party that will come up in August 22nd for Savara's 70th anniversary. So, looking forward to that coming up on Wednesday. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Well, Ron, just keep the rods coming so you can keep printing all these birdhouses. Hopefully the birds use them. With that said, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come with your call sign and your name.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, NAQPR, Bob and Frank Moon.
Good evening, Bob. You're up.
This is NAQPR in Frankenmuth. Yeah, I was watching some of the news and I walked out in the garage. I had a scanner going up there and I heard that was on. That's what reminded me. It was, oh yeah, isn't that tonight at 7? So I come down to the basement. Essentially today was I'll call it a wasted day, but my wife won't. But in the morning we went to church, then from there I spent all afternoon shopping with her. So that's where the wasted part was. I'm not a big fan of shopping anyways. I'm one of those guys that, you know, this is what I want, I go get it, and I come back, I leave. But, yeah, it was painful, to say the least. But I got to do it every once in a while, spend some time with her. Spend some time together, I should say. But, she likes it, I don't, but that's okay. Other than that, I tried to get some yard work done earlier in the week, but that was kind of touch and go. Some things, you know, I ran across some of the flat tires, so I got to fix that, and then, you know, one thing after another. But once I get everything fixed, we'll be good to go. Garden's still not been touched. Basically, it's just been too wet here with all the rain we had. So it's just kind of out of control. I did get some raspberries trimmed. I got some raspberry bushes trimmed, but that's about it. I guess that's it for this round. I'll turn it back to Matt, NAQPR.
Well, Bob, I guess the way it looks this week coming on, we're going to be planting rice. My backyard is just a swamp. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard. We'll go to the 73 round. KC8 VOA. Rick, 73 round.
Well, good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. As Ron mentioned about potential for severe weather, just make sure everyone is checking weather on there, and hopefully the SPC will update things if need be. What I'm hearing is one of our better bets is if we actually get the rain that happens throughout the day. Tomorrow is supposed to be a similar day like today, but if we actually get rain throughout the day, that may cut our chances down of severe weather because there won't be the storm fuel there to produce the severe weather. So there's several chances throughout this week, is my understanding. And everybody keep an eye on the sky, be safe, and 73 from KCABOA. Back to KE8PCQ.
Well, I was waiting for something to come today, Rick, because we went out and walked the dog shortly, about noon, 1 o'clock. And the humidity was just getting unbelievable. And when it builds like that, there's fuel for a storm. Next up, N8NTN. Doug, 73 round.
Did I come through the other the time you called for me before? Or did I not hit the button hard enough?
You put your call sign in to say something, and that's all we got, Doug.
Okay, I was checking my cord or something. I must have pulled on it or something. Cause I was talking and said a few things and looked over and the red light wasn't on. What? And I let go and then he was there. So I did something. So figure that out. I got to pay attention. And it ended.
Well, you have a good week, 73, and stay dry. 88 PAC, Mini, 73 round.
Well, good evening again, Dave. This is 88 PAC. I'll say hi to Bob there. Good to hear him in here tonight. Anyway, Doug, we heard you that time. You're doing good. Anyway, everything else is going along pretty good. I've got to take my truck over a week from tomorrow to get that fixed, so hopefully, he said it'd take about 4 days to do, so hopefully I'll have it back by next Friday. So anyway, other than that, I guess I'll be kind of setting off. I'm going to have to go and get everything I want to get this week so I'm prepared for next week by sitting home all week because I won't have a vehicle. But other than that, I'll talk to everybody hopefully tomorrow night. This is KD8PAG, KD8PCQ.
How many? 4 days without a vehicle sounds like a pretty disastrous thing to me. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We need wheels. So 73, my lady friend, and talk to you next week. KC8YVF, run, 73 round.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Well, not much more safer here. Like I said, it's going to be a wet week here. So just be aware of any flood watches, warnings, or anything that come up, especially if you're near areas that flood out easily. I know just driving around out to my daughter's, there's still a lot of high water through the Cass River and the Flint River down M13. Out the floodplains are still wet across State Street over the Tittabawassee out in that area. So if we get some of the numbers that they're saying, yeah, we could see some more flooding again. Don't need that. I know a lot of fields are flooded too. So my daughter's chickens, unfortunately, they're more ducks than they are chickens right now. Their pen still hasn't dried out. They're in a low spot in the back of the yard, and they had to build ramps and put some pallets out there and things for them to stand on because their walking area, the pen wasn't underwater, their house wasn't, but the where they normally walk and feed from was. So they had to build some things or get some things in there to get it up so that they weren't floating in water. With that, 73 to everyone. We'll talk to some of you tomorrow night, and have a good evening. 73 KC8YVF, back to you, Dave.
KC8YVF 73, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. N8KPR 73 round.
Yeah, good evening again. We'll try and get done what we can get done this week in between the raindrops. But you know, he said if it gets too wet, he's have to wait. So it dries up a little bit. My wife wanted to know if I'd bring a camper up. Whereas we normally park in the summer, I told her, no way, Jose. It's way too wet. I'll be filling in trenches if I try and get that trailer up by the house. Bring it up further, or closer by the barn. I got some work to do on that, too. It's got cables that come and slide out. Damn it, that's just a nightmare. I'll never get one of those again. So I still got work on that. And Donnie still don't come out for me. But, like there's another prop too, I gotta fix. We'll get to her. We'll get her done. Thanks for doing that, Dave, and we'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. I'll be back to the next show. This is APR 73.
73, Bob. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan net? If so, please come with your call sign and your name. Are there any rechecks or comments? tonight, including myself, we had a total of 6 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated. This is Dave, KE8-PCQ. Net is now closed, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur radio use. 73, guys.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.